The U.S. economy has been humming along, but in April, it found a higher gear. The Labor Department reported this morning that the U.S. economy added 263,000 jobs in April. That beat economists' expectations, and it also adds another month to the record, 103 straight months of job creation. Michael Regan is our jobs guy on Friday. He's senior editor at Bloomberg News. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Peter.
Hey, so it wasn't so long ago, Mike, that economists were predicting a recession. This report, this economy, both look pretty good. What are some of the highlights?
Well, you know, it's a great point you make about how at the end of the year, everyone was thinking a recession was inevitable. And I think a lot of that was based on the action in the financial markets themselves. You know, the stock market was tanking, right. In the bond market. Interest rates were showing some anomalies that typically happen before a recession. And a lot of people look at those numbers, look at the markets as sort of a signal for the economy. And sometimes the signal is a false alarm. So this job growth is really showing that very well could be the case.
Unemployment dropped to 3.6% in April. As one of our editors pointed out, the last time the unemployment rate was this low, the number one song in the country was, I don't know if you can guess this or not, Leaving on a Jet Plane by Peter, Paul, and Mary in the 1960s. So, you know, what else can you tell us? I mean, there were a lot of bright spots, but what was the brightest to you?
Well, I think a couple things. Obviously, the number was very strong. It was private sector growth and government jobs growth both together. And I think the wage growth is very important. It's about 3.2%. It doesn't sound like a lot, but that's close to the high, yeah. Highest it's been in the past decade. But importantly, it's not too high. If it was very much above that level, I think people would have worried about inflation and a sort of Federal Reserve reaction to that in the interest rate market. So it's kind of a not too hot, not too cold number. People are getting a raise. Their raises are higher than the level of inflation, but it's not really spiraling out of control. To the point where the Federal Reserve would have to step in.
There still is no trade deal with China, though we are hearing rumors that some of those tariffs could start to be lifted as early as next week as they get close to coming to some kind of agreement. What will that do to the economy?
Yeah, I think it definitely will help for sure. It'll help boost confidence. It'll reduce the uncertainty that is kind of paralyzing to some businesses when they make plans. But I think it's also important to point out that the trade war has had an impact on some of the economic numbers. But so far, it hasn't been a major disaster, which you could kind of look at two ways. It might embolden both sides to protract it out a little bit longer. But it hasn't been sort of the worst case scenario so far. And I think that's helping sort of boost confidence to some degree.
Yeah. We heard from the Fed this week. They're holding steady with interest rates. How do you think they'll take this report?
I think Jerome Powell this week made it very clear with no ambiguity that they are on hold. They don't see a strong case to either raise or lower interest rates. You know, like I said, if that wage growth number had come in very strong, say above the estimate of about 3.5% that economists were looking at, I think that would have changed the dynamic a little bit. But they're still on hold for now.
Yep. Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Thanks very much.
Thank you.